You know me?
True, I replied and continued. I know you. And the whole thing smells fishy, like a Holmes manoeuvre that had gone too far. What are you up to? I thought you just wanted to visit the mosque with the Musa Sarif. The prayer in the Al-Aqsa Mosque will also take place, Holmes insisted. Everything else, however, is out of my hands. With these words, he looked demonstratively upwards. I shook my head in disbelief and leaned over the balustrades again, where Salah had been watching the hustle and bustle on the street the whole time, somewhat stunned. He had not participated in our conversation, apparently not even as a passive listener. He seemed a little absent-minded. The next moment, we saw a whole cohort of Ottoman infantry marching through the street in front of Salah's house. As it came closer, it would soon pass right under our point of view, and our Palestinian colleague bent far over the parapet by leaning on the limiting roof tiles. "Watch out," said Holmes, "otherwise you'll end up like Judah Ben-Hur." Salah turned around and asked, "Judah Ben-Hur, who is that?" "A respected Jewish citizen of Jerusalem," Holmes replied. This claim did not impress Salah at all. "He can't be that respected because I have never heard of him. You know him?"
"Not personally," Holmes said, a little mischievously. "His story goes far back, around the time of Jesus Christ."
"Then he has been dead for a long time," the Palestinian noted.